Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. He is our Savior, the Savior of sinners. And we pray that that you will be sensitive to this fact that there is a God in heaven who loves you, who has shown his love, and indeed will meet your need. He knows all of the needs that you have, and he alone is able. He can provide for you all of the matters that you encounter, and we pray that you will trust him fully, for there is a God who is very near at hand. Call upon the Lord, put your faith and trust in him, and watch him work as only he can work. So, as we think of this truth, you find yourself wondering, when you're in the midst of a trial, shall I go ahead on? Shall I take the next step? I tell you that because when you are feeling all alone or abandoned, it is good to know that there is a God in heaven, and he is not going to abandon you. Here is a thought that I want to share with you, that you need to be mindful of this, that the Lord does not want you to quit. It is so easy to quit. The Lord would have you to take one more step. When you do keep on going, you are being very much like the person you're doing the living thing. You see, the one who quits is like the one who gives up on life. And the book of Ecclesiastes talks about a few things. In Ecclesiastes 9:5, the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Now, of course, the man under the sun is giving you his mind. He is stating this apart from the fact of knowing that beyond the grave, there is a soul that's going to be eternal, that is eternal, that is a part of you that will never die. The man under the sun, as the writer Solomon does say, the man doesn't know anything beyond the grave. Well, there is a difference between the living and the dead. And if you quit, you join the ranks of the dead. You don't have to. There's a God in heaven who will give you the grace and the strength that you need to keep on keeping on for the Lord, to take the very next step. You can, by God's grace, be what you ought to be, and keep looking unto Jesus. Keep looking unto him. It is so easy to quit. Now, the Lord Jesus never taught us how to quit. We think of him going up the Via Dolorosa, bearing that heavy cross, falling under the weight of that cross, but he went on. We think of him despising the cross, enduring the shame, but he went on. And many of the times when we feel like quitting is because of the shame we have to bear that someone has brought upon us. You know, it's easy to quit, but trust the Lord in this hard place. Look to the Lord. Look to the risen Christ. Look to that empty tomb that once held the body of Christ. Look to that cross which once held the body of Christ, which held him while he was alive, and held him in his death. He was taken down from the cross, placed in the tomb. It was sealed. Look to the open, empty tomb, and then look to the changed lives that he wrought. For he is alive from the dead. Look to the peace that he's given to you in the days gone by. You may say, but peace is gone now. What good will that do me now? I encourage you to remember the faithfulness of the Lord. You don't have to quit. There's a God in heaven who'll hold you up. Look to him. Now, our Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that thou wouldest strengthen someone today. Hold them by the power of thy mighty hand, that they will know that thou art a God who's at hand. This we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Let's continue with our study in the book of Exodus now. in chapter 35, we will see that there's a repeat of what the Lord had said earlier in this portion of the scriptures. Now, Moses gives to Israel the instructions that the Lord has given to him in building of the tabernacle. And we will just briefly look over these things because we've seen them before, but the Lord has preserved them for us, and he gives to us the instructions that Moses is to make the tabernacle according to the pattern that the Lord has designed. So we will, just in outline form, name that which is mentioned. Now, he gave some instructions concerning the Sabbath. We looked at that on the previous program. He gave some instructions, or is giving instructions in Exodus chapter 35, verses 4 through 9. When he is teaching them again how to take that which is given for God's purpose and how they are to use that for God's purpose concerning the contribution that he had told the people that they are to bring to the Lord. And so indeed, we go on and see that there's a gift given to the Lord, but we do not stop. We keep on serving, keep on giving, keep on looking, keep on waiting and watching and doing things the way the Lord would have them to be done. And then after the contribution is made, we are told that the tabernacle is to be erected exactly as the Lord says it is to be placed out there. No different than the way the Lord says it is to be. Not one difference apart from the way the Lord says it's to be, but to be laid out exactly according to the pattern that the Lord says. Now, after this, it was to go up piece by piece, verses 10 through 19, as the Lord had said, into that tabernacle. There were utensils for serving and for worshiping. The Lord even lays this out. Now, when you are talking with people about serving the Lord, many times they will want to say, but, you know, I can do some things my way. There may be, I think, but I don't believe this was acceptable with the tabernacle offering, with the service concerning the tabernacle. The Lord laid out everything. He chose the furniture. He chose the place. He chose the people. He chose the time. He chose the offering. Now, when you worship God, would you lay you aside? Would you put your will away and do things God's way? That's what worship is. And now many people will go to church Sunday after Sunday and they will say, now, I want you to make me feel good when you preach. I want you to make me happy. Well, worship is to be focused upon God the Lord. Worship is to be focused upon him. When my little girl was, my daughter was little, we were on our way to church, and she said, Daddy, make us laugh tonight, as it was my turn to preach. And I reminded her, that's not my purpose, darling. I'm not to, that's not my calling. God didn't call me to make the people laugh. God called the preacher to preach the word, to present God's mind and God's word. As the mind is revealed in the word, we are to lift up Christ. We are to do it God's way and not our own. Don't forget that. We must never abandon our calling. We are to preach the word. Now, there are things that will be humorous that will help a person to remember a point, but we are to preach the word in our worship and in our preaching. And so when the tabernacle was being constructed, everything that was given had to be given according to the way the Lord said it was to be given, had to be used for the purpose for which God said it was to be used, had to be used by the person, whom God called to serve. And so everything that goes into the tabernacle, you couldn't say, don't be so narrow. Well, you want to be as narrow as God is. The Lord has decreed how we are to approach him. And your committee and your scholars cannot undo the precepts and the concepts and the ways and the work and the will of God. The Lord has established these things. Now, he has shown to us what this message is behind the various utensils that are used. They are to be brought in like the Lord says They are to be brought in. They are to be used when, where, how, by whom he has established. And then the people were to bring their contributions to the Lord. God has decreed how we are to approach him, what we are to bring to him. All the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came, every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing. Look at that. Are you willing to serve the Lord? Are you willing to worship the Lord? Are you willing to give to the Lord? Must you be coerced? Must you be deceived before you will give willingly to the Lord? Must someone make you see how you are going to be important before you're willing to give to the Lord's work? These people in Exodus 35:21, they came to the Lord. Their hearts had been stirred by the Lord's presence and by the Lord's work and by the Lord's man. But primarily, it was the Lord working in their hearts. Now they have a place to give. Now they have a place to minister unto one another and unto him. And so the offering for the work and the tabernacle of the congregation by the people for the Lord's service, the garment was chosen. And in verse 22, they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, were of a willing heart, were willing to do the Lord. And they brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets and jewels of gold. And every man that offered delivered an offering of gold unto the Lord. So here is the way that we're to come before the Lord. The way with a willing heart. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. Do you have to get the attention when you give? Will you not do so for the Lord's purpose? Will you not give because you love the Lord? You love his work. You love his people. You want to see his work go forward. You want to see his name exalted. You can give quietly. Give behind the scenes. For the Lord's sake, and listen to me, as we pointed out in a previous broadcast, the widow who gave all that she had was viewed by the Lord, and now we remember her for all eternity. The Lord took note of her gift. She wasn't ashamed to give what she had. The Lord was not upset with her for giving the little that she did. No one said, take that little bit that you have away. It won't make any difference. No, that wasn't the case. She gave what she had. And the Lord saw the proportionate gift, and he was pleased with that. He saw her heart. You see, our giving reflects our heart's condition. Our giving shows to us what our relationship is to the Lord, the manner in which we give. I'll give this time, or I am delighted to give to the Lord's work, or here's an opportunity to serve the Lord. What kind of attitude do you have when it comes to your giving to the Lord, to his work, his service? And the scriptures go on to say in verse 25, and all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they did had spun. Now, notice this. There are some who give of their service. We'll have to stop here and we'll pick up on the next time. Heavenly Father, we ask for your blessings upon today's message. Bless your people. Strengthen us. Anoint us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit for your service. And Lord, may many be brought to a saving knowledge of Christ for Jesus' sake. Amen.